to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, November 5th. I want to call it Money Monday, but that's totally wrong.
I mean, that's probably a hashtag somewhere, but I'm not sure we want to put that on this.
Well,
show me the money.
Is that a hint at our guest?
Yeah, probably.
Good stuff today. Two good topics. What's going on with our friends at LCEF? So we get to talk with the Reverend Bart Day. He's the CEO, president and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We get to talk with him this morning, and our friends at Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. They have a visit opportunity coming up, so we'll talk with them in just a little bit here on the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. In studio with us today, the Reverend Bart Day, President, CEO, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and glad to have you in studio today, Bart. Thanks for joining us.
It's always great to be with you.
LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, always busy. You got some events coming up, some things to look forward to this fall, this winter as well. Before we get into that, though, what is LCEF? What's the mission, the work of LCEF today?
The mission of LCEF is to make sure there are financial resources available to the church, whether that's districts or congregations or Lutheran schools, our universities, recognized service organizations, and our rostered workers, making sure those financial resources are available for them to do extension work, to financially support those ministries as they expand. And not just domestically, but globally. I just got back from Africa a week ago, not even a week ago now, both in Kenya and Ghana, looking at opportunities for LCEF to continue to support the work happening in those countries.
Wow. That's really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So what other events or happenings are going on right now with LCEF?
Well, of course, the big thing is the annual LCEF Fall Conference, which will be happening in just a couple of weeks in San Diego. This is the third year of a theme around boldness. So we did Live Boldly. We did Love Boldly, and this year will be Lead Boldly. So we're going to talk a lot about leadership in the church, what that means, the pattern of Jesus as example of leader, and how we do that boldly. Where is the church taking risks, stepping out, working in their community, maybe doing things different than we have in the past? And so LCEF has been blessed to see a lot of great leadership across the church and places where ministries are expanding. Lutheran schools and Lutheran education is certainly expanding across the Synod. Recognized service organizations are doing tremendous things, reaching into their communities with either acts of mercy or with direct gospel proclamation. So going to talk about leadership. We have some outside people coming in, big names like Patrick Lencioni, Eric Maddox, who will be plenary speakers and talk about leadership from probably more of a secular viewpoint. And then a lot of LCMS laymen and women who are great leaders in their own realms that will be doing sectionals. So should be a great experience for those who are attending.
How does this kind of conference help leaders in the church to serve better and to use resources better?
I think it's pushing them outside of their comfort zone, allowing them to experience other people who are great leaders, who are doing tremendous things, to really encourage them, equip them, and try to give them ideas of new, maybe just new places they could go, new experiences they could bring to the church. And the connection with LCEF is then we want to make sure as ministries are doing that, as they're dreaming about the future, when those plans are put together, when they have vision, mission, core values, strategic plan, when the dollars are necessary to do that work, then they're able to support.
Coming together with great speakers that provide some insights and some encouragement, but also I've heard that the fellowship at an event like this too, where gathering with fellow Lutheran LCMS leaders to share what's going on in their areas of work as well. I've heard that great things about that as well.
I think the LCEF Fall Conference is kind of known around the Synod. People want to be invited. It's an invitation only event, so not everybody gets to go. We sort of have a limit, but it really is sort of the who's who of leaders in the LCMS, and it gives them opportunity to network and be together. Most of the boards and committees of Synod tend to piggyback on that event to have their own board meetings there, so plans and foundation and the LCMS board of directors and the council of presidents meet then. So it's a good time for those leaders in the church at least once a year to have a good opportunity to kind of cross-fertilize and mm-hmm. talk and have interaction where they may not. And then we have the conference at kind of the heart. Now, for LCF, the reason we have the conference is we actually have to have an actual annual meeting. So there is a meeting of the members of LCF where we actually vote on and do business for LCF. And that's primarily electing new members from the conference to our LCF board of directors. But there's financial updating and mm-hmm. reporting, how the investments are doing, what's happening with the loan portfolio. So it's the opportunity for our voting members actually to gather annually for that business meeting, which is really kind of the core reason why we get together. But everybody likes all the cool stuff with the conference that surrounds it and the opportunity to hear great speakers and talk about these topics.
Absolutely. You mentioned loans. Let's talk a little bit about what that aspect of LCEF for churches, for church workers.
Yeah, and the loans are really going crazy. So in the first quarter of this year, we've done $100 million in new lending. The loan goal for this year is about $186 million. My guess is we will go over $200 million in new lending. So the loan pipeline is huge, which means we're seeing growth and expansion happening across the church. And that's not only, you know, congregations fixing roofs, fancying up the basement. We have schools. You have two schools here in St. Louis, St. Paul de Pere building a brand new school, mm-hmm. Concordia Kirkwood with CCLS building a new campus. I mean, we're seeing these things happen across the church and recognized service organizations, particularly in senior service realm, building new facilities to care for our aging population and keeping them connected to the church and the word and sacraments, which is great. So the loan pipeline is strong right now, and I will make my LCF commercial because the loan pipeline is so strong. LCF needs more capital. We need more investment dollars. In fact, we need about $100 million for the next few years to help fund that loan need. So right now, the church is being invited to, again, invest with LCEF, 40-month notes paying 4% interest. The maximum that you can invest is $40,000. That has been out for just about 1 month now. We have almost $39 million raised, so it's not going to last but another 4 to 6 weeks. But we really need investors who value the ministry and the partnership that LCF has. We take their dollars, we pay them a good investment, a good return, but we're immediately putting those dollars to work to build ministry just within the church or to support our rostered church mm-hmm. workers, because mm-hmm. church worker mortgages, to be quite honest, are blowing up too. As interest rates are rising, people are wanting to finance with LCF. We have great rates. We keep that kind of mm-hmm. P&I insurance off of people's, you know, out of their pocket. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of advantages. Andy, you and I have talked about your mortgages with LCEF. It's a great thing we do for the church, and that is growing too. So just lots of loan demand, seeing lots of growth. We need the investor dollars to partner with us to help make that happen.
That was the only experience I've had with a home loan, but yeah, it was a good experience. And even when I went to closing, the title company's like, I don't know who these Lutherans are, but they were really awesome to work with.
And the amazing thing, we just had a longtime employee of LCF retire. She may be listening. Karen Dreyer retired yesterday. She's worked at LCF for 45 years. She was there from the very beginning when they were in the old building and they were, you know, making copies and stapling things and on the typewriter. So she's seen LCF grow up. She's worked with the RCW lenders for the last several years with people, particularly who sometimes have challenges and trouble. Our delinquency rate for rostered church worker mortgages is basically zero. I mean, we really try to work hard with our workers. We understand that there are financial challenges that they face. And that's an advantage of having a borrower like LCF, because we can come alongside and really listen and try to help support you, you know, during difficult times. And Karen has done that by caring greatly and building relationships with our borrowers, particularly the rostered church workers. So she's done a great job. We wish her well in her retirement, mm-hmm. and it'll be hard to replace her.
Yeah, it's great to have such a partner for church workers and for organizations. Before we run out of time, I want to talk about Kaleidoscope grants, because that's a big thing for you guys.
Sure, it's a big thing. LCF just started doing granting 2 years ago through the Kaleidoscope Fund, really around church expansion, schools, and church worker wellness. So the first 2 years, we did 11 grants each year for, I think, about $700,000 each year. So there were 22 grants for about $1.4 million. This year, the committee has just given out 8 grants for just about $800,000. Some of them are small, but this year they're doing some macro grants, like over $200,000 to entities and organizations that I think are going to be transformational. So this has been a great way for LCF to take some of our earnings. You know, we have earning distribution. So just this past year, Synod and the 31 member districts got back over $2.1 million for ministry from LCF. We cut those checks back to them. That is the earnings that they as member districts and Synod receive for ministry. But we've also been able to take some of these dollars and start the Kaleidoscope Fund, where we can really see the impact, particularly at local congregations and with Lutheran schools. So that's a great way to see great things happening in communities where congregations and schools are given some extra dollars to do ministry that they might not otherwise be able to do.
So Kaleidoscope Fund, great, just a great way to support so many things going on in the it's not one specific thing, but a number of things that are happening across the church in terms of schools and congregations and reaching their communities, particularly with that good news of Jesus and acts of mercy as well. Kaleidoscope Fund, we can find information about that at the LCEF.
Everything's on the website. You can find Kaleidoscope Fund. You can find the investment and the 40-month note on the website. You'll be seeing stories on social media and on our website after the fall conference. So a lot of these speakers, there'll be video taken of those and that'll be available on the website. So, you know, check us out at lcef.org.
Very good. lcef.org. Always a joy to have time with you in the studio, Bart. And
I told you I love being with you, too.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. It's Monday. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.